Dear people of God, we are on the 30th Sunday of the ordinary time, and it is the Mission Sunday. As soon as Mission Sunday comes, the first thought for each one of us is about the missionaries, the mission. There are still millions of people around the world who has not heard Jesus, the name Jesus, and the values of the gospel. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. In this context, Pope Francis invites all of us that we must begin to be a partner in this mission of the church. As the synodal process has begun, our contribution, our sharing matters a lot. Let us not stop with that envelope. Oh, I have done something to the church. I have done my part. Church is not begging to us. God is not begging to us. Yes, church needs our material help, but it's not really asking for a begging. But here, what the church is asking is our hearts. A heart to lead someone to Jesus. It can start from our own families. We can start in our communities, workplaces. So if you really look at these three readings in the context of the Mission Sunday, where you find very clear message that, Lord, let me see you again. This thirst never dies. The thirst to see God never dies in a human being. We come week after week, day after day, looking for the one who gives us the light. He said, I am the light. Therefore, what is today during this process, this synodal process, to recognize, am I blind? Do I have areas that needs the light of Christ to fall upon? It's all up to us. Look at the readings, so consoling readings. The first reading from Jeremiah, where God is telling, I am going to bring back people and console them and give them, and I'm going to tell them, I am the Father. I am the Father for you. And in the psalm, it says, those who sow in tears will reap in happiness. And the letter to Hebrews, where you really see the strength of Jesus, the high priest, one who intercedes for the healing of each one. And in the gospel, a beautiful episode that really unfolds the blindness of the early church among the people, especially among the disciples. Disciples are blind. In that context, as Jesus is reaching Jericho, traveling towards Jerusalem, this is a very important significance for the life of the church, life of the disciples, and life of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus' story is only giving us a light what is needed. You remove Bartimaeus and put your name. It works well. And this gospel is very powerful gospel, where you find Jesus is traveling. When he goes, many are traveling with him. There is a lot of noise. Here is a poor beggar who was blind. He can't see. And he is using a Christological title of Jesus. People are shouting and talking and going. And he is asking, who is going? And people say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He was shouting more than the crowd. That is the first requirement to really attract the Lord. It is not noise, but it is the way a prayer is heard. You know, life is so beautiful, even we can legally or physically blind. There's one story I read. A man who buried his wife was 77 years old. He is 92 years, about to be taken to a nursing home. So they were arranging his house and taking his properties and his things dear to him. Then the nurse said, let's go. There is a room prepared for you in the nursing home. And all along he was simply silent because he was blind. And he heard people going, walking, talking. And as soon as the nurse came and said, your room is ready, Mr. Jones. Immediately he said, I loved it. How can you love it when you don't see it? The nurse said, you have not seen it. Then he said beautiful words. You must think about this. He said, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It is how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. It is a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the whole day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer works, or I can get out of the bed or be thankful for the parts of the work that I do. But each day is a gift. As my eyes open, I'll focus on a new day and all the happy memories that I loved and stored has got in my mind and my life. Old age, you see, is like a bank account you withdraw from what you have put in. The psalm beautifully puts it this way: the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. So the summary of these three readings can be put in one word, that is spiritual blindness. Are we spiritually blind? We may be physically seeing it, but are we not ready to see like this Bartimaeus? He was able to see Jesus while he was physically blind. He used that Christological title, Son of David. Then Jesus comes near him. He is calling you. You know, there is a process involved in this healing. Mission is also a process. And he is simply asking, do you want me to do anything for you? I simply says, I want to see.
Your faith has healed you.
So mission is having faith in Jesus and willing to see Him even in the dark moments of life. When everybody tells us there is no way possible we can see the Lord and His hand, that is the one thing we all need to work. So spiritual blindness is nothing but a refusal, an adamant mindset to see that presence of God and His healing power in our day-to-day life not present. That is spiritual blindness. And that's why this man's faith literally brought Jesus to stand still. The way He really made Him to look back. And Jesus is willing to do this for us when we are able to make such a prayer like this Bartimaeus. Last week we heard when Jesus asked the same question, "What do you want me to do for you?" to James and John. They said, "We want to sit one at the either side." The same question is asked to this man. "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see." Same question is asked to you and me today. What will be your answer or my answer be? What do you want me to do for you? You know, each one's answer is going to be different. Yet, we have an answer. The answer of Bartimaeus changed everything. That is why, if you really look at this process of the gospel, where we find this man was on fire. He was so much on fire that he was able to ask exact thing. He named it. Let's say one person asked, he said, "Do you know what's your problem?" He said, "I don't know." "That is your problem. You don't know what is your problem, is your problem." It is not the case with Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus knew his problem. He named it. He acknowledged to Jesus. When we are willing to see our problem, we are able to talk to Jesus. Ask, it will be given to you. Even before you ask, your Heavenly Father knows what to give to you. That does not override the other. And therefore, we need to really come to this tremendous love Jesus is really asking us to be a missionary. I had been a missionary in Zimbabwe for 24 years. Then I am here as a missionary in Arab country. One thing I found after my priesthood, because as a young boy like this, somehow my mind, my thinking was always towards Africa, which I did not know how that country would look like. Always from start, I used to tell my father and mother, who never even saw an aeroplane or any place they have gone, except my father would go for fishing to the sea and come, never traveled in a bus or a train. When I told him I want to be a missionary, I want to go to Africa, he said, "I don't know where it is, but you can go." So I finished my bachelor in commerce. Then immediately I joined the Capuchins. I told my superior on the first day, "I want to go to Africa." I thought Africa is a tiny, small land. It has got about 54 countries. One of the countries I served half of my life now is Zimbabwe. When they wanted to close down Fatima mission, because after the war, the mission was simply left, Capuchins were very ready to go. Franciscan Capuchins, you would find all around the world,
They will simply go where nobody wants to go. And I was asked whether I could go to Burkina Faso or to Zimbabwe. I am a very, very weak man. I do not know how to speak many languages. So I told my superiors, I know a little bit of English. I will go to Zimbabwe because the people speak English. If I go to Burkina Faso, I have to learn French, which I will not make it. This is what I thought. When I went, I had to learn a language called Ndebele. This is a language, a sister language of Zulu, with all clicks. Full of clicks. The first mass when I was celebrating, children in the first line were mocking and making noise in the church. I was really, you know, shrinking, feeling so much humbled. But it took nearly 3 years to learn that language. Just to reach out people. One of the Spaniard missionaries I met, 36 years he was there at the time, Father Alexander. He told me, Peter, don't go to have a dinner if you did not meet people in the evening. People may not invite you, but go. Just be with them. Every evening you go that. And learn one word every day. It was so tough. I'm a vegetarian. I never found vegetarian food in Zimbabwe. It was very tough for me. There is no rice. Only maize food was there. And it was like God simply uprooting you from your own country and putting you in a place where you need to start all over again. But what will really required is that openness to learn, openness to the other culture, and to respect. That is what spiritual blindness we need to work out. That is what Mission Sunday is all about. I am willing to speak to someone who I find it hard to speak. I am willing to relate with this one because she doesn't belong to my country, my language. We are Catholics. We are believers in Christ. But we have got so many blindness. Whether it's called gender issue or women issue or in political taking a stand or telling the truth. We have blindness. The story clearly indicates a gradual opening of the disciples to Jesus' plan, who Jesus is and what truth is. And that is what we all are required. And that five process to heal our spiritual blindness is, one is a deep desire to be healed, first of all. I must feel I need to see. That is a desire. Secondly, I must have a humble admission of my blindness. Lord, I am blind. In my personal life, I am blind. I can't see the goodness in my wife. I can't see the beauty in my children. I don't see meaning in my church. I don't see any future in this world. Heal my blindness. Thirdly, we must be able to have a strong desire to see the truth, Jesus himself. Fourthly, a strong faith in Jesus. Jesus can deal with any blindness I have. That is what going to culminate that I'm going to be a follower of Christ. May the Lord truly bless each one of us, that we may be able to truly, truly come closer to the Lord. Expose ourselves to the Lord to be healed today, so as to be a better missionary in our own personal way that is going to benefit us and to the church and to the world. Amen.